It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrer.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, a massive great white shark named Mary Jane became a celebrity a few years ago. We'll find out more about her and why our guest says the era of shark fear is over in favor of an era of shark conservation.
First, there's been a lot of attention nationwide focused on states that have implemented new laws requiring voters to provide photo identification at the polls.
Supporters of these laws say they prevent voter fraud at the polls. Opponents say the laws disproportionately affect Black, Latino, and younger voters throughout the country.
Wisconsin's voter photo ID law is currently being challenged in federal court. The trial has been going on this week. It will pick up again next week. Laurel White's covering the case. She's a state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Laura, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, this voter ID law passed a few years back in and out of effect because of other court challenges. What's being challenged in this current case?
Well, you guys kind of summarized it just now. Basically, the plaintiff in this case, One Wisconsin Institute, which is a liberal group, they're saying that the law has a disproportionate impact on people of color and young people, and generally people who tend to vote for Democratic candidates.
And what have we heard so far from witnesses sympathetic to the plaintiff in this?
Sure. So witnesses for the plaintiff so far have been a few people who have had trouble getting the state-issued IDs that are now required to vote. We've also heard from some experts on elections and voter fraud, as well as some administrators for the state, folks who work at the Department of Motor Vehicles that issues the IDs. Today we heard from the head of the State Elections Board as well.
And it's not just the voter ID law, in effect, that they're talking about, right? It sounds like, from what I've seen mostly in your reporting, Laurel, is it's more about the overall voting climate in Wisconsin.
That's right. They're actually looking at more than a dozen voting-related laws that have been enacted in Wisconsin since 2011. So there's quite a bit here. And actually, as you mention it, that's one of the arguments that the state mentioned in their opening statements on Monday, that this lawsuit is incredibly broad. And the lawyer for the state said that the plaintiffs are trying to throw everything, including the kitchen sink, at them in their attempt to take down these laws.
One of the angles that has come up in the lawsuit, and you reported on this, testimony from state officials and others about Black and Latino residents in the state who have been denied state IDs. Can you talk us through what's going on there?
Sure. So it's kind of a complicated, wonky process. So basically what happens is if you don't have a driver's license or another state-issued ID that you now need to get to the polls, you can go in and enter this petition process to get an ID. And you have to enter the petition process if you can't present a birth certificate or some other form of vital document. So according to the state, about 1,300 people have entered this special petition process. They say that's about 2% of people who are coming in to get state IDs that are now required. And what testimony revealed yesterday is that 85% of the people who have entered that petition process and have been denied are either Black or Latino.
And has the state had an explanation in their defense of this?
Well, you know, a lot of the problems that people are having when they enter the petition process, you know, they enter it because they don't have that birth certificate. They don't have that form of vital document. So they enter the process and the state offers some help to them in locating those documents. And a lot of people aren't able to find them because they don't really exist, or they seem to not exist. So the majority of people, or not the majority, so 36% of people who were denied a photo ID were actually born in the South, usually to a midwife, or, you know, with the help of a midwife. So there might not be a birth certificate available, or if it did exist, it's been lost. So I think that obviously affects a certain demographic of people, African Americans, people born in the South in a certain time period. And so that's where a lot of those rejections are coming from.
We're talking to state capitol reporter Laurel White from Wisconsin Public Radio, looking at a court challenge to the state's voter ID laws. It's been going on in court. She has been covering it. This started off with a person who made some news about a month ago, a former Republican legislative aide who testified about how Republican legislators talked about and thought about the voter ID laws. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so that was one of the most, I think it's fair to say, one of the most dramatic moments of the trial so far. That was on Monday, just after the opening arguments. And that former aide was in the room as the voter ID law was making its way through the legislative process. So he was there for a Republican-only meeting called a caucus that's not open to the public, just legislators and some staff members. And what he did was he got up on the stand on Monday and described his perception of the tone in the room, which he said was, I believe the word he used was giddy, that some Republican lawmakers were very excited about the law and were fairly open about the fact that it would, that it could be a difficult thing for certain voters to deal with or to understand.
And how did the state, and I should say the state as represented by attorneys from the Attorney General's office, as I understand it, how did the state respond to that?
Sure. Well, the state had been aware that this individual had some contact with the media about his experience. This hearing was in 2011 when the voter ID law was starting to work its way through the legislature, and he just now became vocal about it. I believe it was about a month ago, as you mentioned. So the state was prepared for him to come up and to give this testimony. And what was unique about his testimony this time, he actually named names of legislators that he thought were particularly pleased with the law. And so the state focused on that and said, you know, you hadn't named names before. You know, was that because you thought legislators would dispute? They were sort of prepared for his statement and did what they could to dispute it.
Now, let's talk about the setting here. What is the court? What do we know about the judge? And what's taken it to this federal court so far?
Sure. So this is a federal court in Madison. The trial is expected to last 9 days. So we're in the middle of day five right now. And the climate for voter ID in Wisconsin is complicated. There's another voter ID trial that's currently making its way through the courts that was brought on by the American Civil Liberties Union. It was struck down by the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, later pushed back to a lower court to consider a small part of the original suit. Cases on voter ID all around the country are swirling. Virginia's law, I believe, was just upheld today or yesterday, very recently. So there's a lot going on where voter ID is concerned in Wisconsin and elsewhere. So it's a complicated thing and a hectic time.
You mentioned this is the midst of a 9-day trial. It'll pick up next week. I don't know if they telegraph this kind of thing. Do you know what is expected to happen next week in testimony?
Well, we do have a list. Both the plaintiffs and the defense had to provide a list of all of the witnesses that they plan on calling. So we've heard from, as I mentioned before, some experts on elections, some state workers, people who've had challenges getting IDs. We're going to expect to hear from even more of those folks in the next 4 days after today, I guess 4.5 days. We haven't had many witnesses called by the defense, by the state, quite yet. So I think we're all, those who've been watching the trial and covering it, we're anticipating what those defense witnesses end up sharing with the court. Obviously, they're going to be defending the voter ID law and its implementation. So we'll get a little bit more of their side in the coming days.
We'll step outside the courtroom for a moment, Laurel. The Government Accountability Board had asked the legislature to provide some funding for an education campaign about the voter ID law. Some Republican lawmakers signed on in support of that, asking the Joint Finance Committee to provide that. Governor Walker made an emergency rule, making it a little easier to get ID for people who are having trouble. by and large, this is in the courts, but the state is moving forward on preparing to use voter ID again this fall, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think that, you know, things are complicated, as I mentioned, but everybody's planning on the voter ID law being in place for the November election. Turnout for the April presidential primary was quite high. So I think folks are expecting that to be the same in November. So they're planning, hoping to roll out educational campaigns. That's what the Government Accountability Board was requesting funding to do, and what the Republican legislators said that they were in support of yesterday. And Governor Walker did issue that emergency rule, I believe that was 2 weeks ago now, to help some of the folks going through that petition process that I mentioned earlier. So everybody is anticipating, it seems, that voter ID is going to be in place in November, and they're doing what they can to make sure that folks are informed and as prepared as they can be.
Laurel, we'll talk to you again when the dust settles.
Sounds great, Rob.
That's Laurel White. She's state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. She joined us to talk about the ongoing voter ID trial currently in federal court.